Jane Harmon, you've seen all the reports of all the fears out there, the threats. Are we exaggerating? Are these overblown? Because U.S. intelligence officials have told me they are deeply concerned, and these are people who are not necessarily alarmists.
Well, I think we're prepared. These suicide bombers or whomever only have to be right once. We have to be right 100% of the time. 100% is not achievable. We have pre-positioned Department of Homeland Security, FBI, and military folks. In Sochi, we have naval warships in the Black Sea, which abuts Sochi, and we have others in the neighborhood, in the Mediterranean. And these are the right things to do. It's a hard message to hear. Part of the message has to be what Janet Napolitano just said, pride in our athletes, and the fact that the U.S. is, I think, likely to win a lot of golds. That's a great statement for our country. But it is a very dangerous world. Why Vladimir Putin would pick a place that, first of all, is warm and with palm trees, but that, second, abuts the wild west of Russia, the North Caucasus, it baffles me.
Well, it wasn't just Vladimir Putin. It was the International Olympic Committee.
They approved it.
They were the ones who selected Sochi.
It feels like a vanity project for Putin. And if $50 billion has really been spent, there's presumably a lot of corruption. And there could be penetration by people, in addition to these black widows somewhere. And a person prepared to take her or his life has a much easier time attacking than somebody who wants to survive.